This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz will join a host of state and federal officials in Bethel today to talk rural energy needs. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski is holding a field hearing of the U.S. Senate Energy Committee, which she chairs. The hearing will focus on alternative energy projects throughout the state, as well as the continuing challenge of high rural energy costs. The committee's ranking Democrat, Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington, will attend the hearing, as well as several Republican and Independent Party senators. Governor Bill Walker and Bethel Representative Bob Herron are scheduled to testify. Last week at the Dena'ina Convention Center in Anchorage, high-level EPA officials presented an award to the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium for its Local Environmental Observer, or LEO, program. LEO managers used the occasion to launch a new app for the LEO Network website. Program Director Mike Brubaker led the countdown to launch.
Four, three, two, one.
Launch.
Boom. Okay, now we have to make a rumbling noise because the rock's gonna... There it is.
Moses Chernikov is a geographer for the LEO Network. He says some 20,000 people have visited the website's interactive map over the past few years. The map is linked to photos, videos, and short reports on unusual or unique environmental events.
It could be weather-related, erosion, for example, or invasive species from large animals to insects.
Local environmental observers have been using computers to post information. Brubaker says the new app allows them to post by smartphone and automatically adds GPS and time data. Experts at federal, state, or tribal agencies or in academia then can comment or answer questions.
What we've tried to do is to build a system that is transparent and responsive, and actually connects people one-to-one with people that are topic experts.
Brubaker says LEO can help bring attention to important issues.
If someone posted in one community, they may find out quickly that it's not just themselves, but there's someone upstream, downstream, upcoast, downcoast, somewhere else who may be experiencing the same thing. And then you've got not just an isolated event, you have a broader event happening, which can help garner resources and develop partnerships and hopefully lead to answers.
LEO can also help people prepare for or adapt to climate change effects. For instance, Brubaker says Alaska Department of Fish and Game veterinarians have documented the first sightings of mule deer in interior Alaska. Brubaker says a new food source is welcome, but mule deer can also carry winter ticks, which often suck the life out of their host as they feed on its blood.
If winter tick is introduced to our moose population or a caribou population, it has implications for that wildlife resource and for subsistence and maybe even other species. So when we hear something like that, we put out an alert to the network and ask people and give them guidance on how they can observe for emerging threats.
The Environmental Protection Agency is a major funder of LEO. EPA Region 10 Administrator Dennis McLaren presented the consortium with an award for innovation, saying they're breaking new ground in citizen science.
We know people back in D.C. are looking at this. We know that it's really an innovation that's going to take off like crazy.
LEO is already being used as a model by two committees of the Eight Nation Arctic Council. They're creating a circumpolar local environmental observer network called CLEO. U.S. regulators are working with Canadians to expand CLEO across North America. Representative Max Gruenberg, one of Alaska's longest-serving members of the Alaska legislature, passed away Sunday morning at his home in Juneau. Gruenberg arrived in Alaska in 1970 and served in the Alaska House of Representatives from 1985 to 1993 and again from 2003 until now. He twice served as House Majority Leader and recently had been serving as the whip for the Alaska Independent Democratic Coalition. Max Gruenberg was 72 years old. Governor Bill Walker ordered flags to be lowered concurrently for Representative Gruenberg and for U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, who was found dead Saturday morning in his room at a West Texas resort ranch. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.